Charleston town. They were gunned down in Charleston town. They were gunned down in Charleston town. They were gunned down in Charleston town.
There were stars and bars flying over State House yard. Bison bigotry pervading a terrorist heart. And bullets finding the marksman's mark. From Sanctuary of Clemente back to Denmark. Emmanuel welcome you, but you pierced her heart. Deceiving her all from the point of your gun. Violence killing her old and young. A five-year-old baby plays dead near grandma's arms. But they were
gunned down in Charleston town. They were gunned down in Charleston town. They were gunned down in Charleston town. They were gunned down in Charleston town.
They were
gunned down in Charleston town. They were gunned down in Charleston town.
They were
gunned down in Charleston town. They were gunned down in Charleston town.
Amazing grace shown by victim loved ones. They stood in. Gave in the name of the sun. Cause the blood of Emmanuel flows in their veins. From a blood-stained banner they stood in his name. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Kneels at his feet. From far-flung hatred to open arms. Now the flag comes down, stars and bars are done. So they were
gunned down in Charleston town. They were gunned down. Charleston town, they were gunned down in Charleston town. They were gunned down in Charleston town.
They were
gunned down in Charleston town. They were gunned down in Charleston town.
They were
gunned down in Charleston town. They were gunned down in Charleston town.
Not seen. Man persevere, knowing full well he would not receive all those things he was promised, because he believed his efforts would deliver a better life to those who fought. To Jennifer, his beloved wife, to Ileana and Alana, his beautiful, wonderful daughters, to Mother Emanuel family, people of Charleston, people of South Carolina. I cannot claim to have had the good fortune to know Reverend Pinckney well, but I did have the pleasure of knowing him, meeting him here in South Carolina, back when we were both a little bit young. The first thing I noticed was his graciousness, his smile, his reassuring baritone, his deceptive sense of humor, all qualities that helped him wear so effortlessly a heavy burden of expectation. Friends of his remarked this week that when Clement Pinckney entered a room, it was like the future arrived, that even from a young age, folks knew he was special, anointed. Progeny of a long line of the faith, a family of preachers who spread God's word, a family of protesters who sowed change to expand voting rights and desegregate the South. Clem heard their instruction, and he did not forsake their teaching. He was in the pulpit by 13, pastor by 18, public servant by 23. That's what the Black Church means. There's no better example of this tradition than Mother Emanuel. A church built by Blacks seeking liberty, burned to the ground because its founders sought to end slavery, only to rise up again. A phoenix from these ashes. When there were laws banning all Black church gatherings, services happened here anyway, in defiance of unjust laws. There was a righteous movement to dismantle Jim Crow. Martin Luther King Jr. preached from his pulpit. Marches began from its steps. Sacred place, this church. Not just for Blacks, not just for Christians, but for every American who cares about the steady expansion of human rights and human dignity in this country. A foundation stone for liberty and justice for all. That's what the church meant. Killer of Reverend Pinckney and 8 others knew all of this history. But he surely sensed the meaning of his violent act. It was an act that drew on a long history of bombs and arson, shots fired at churches. An act that he imagined would incite fear and recrimination, violence, and suspicion. An act that he presumed would deepen divisions that trace back to our nation's original sin. Oh, but God works in mysterious ways. He didn't know. God's grace.